Mashmi Tan, the Vidide, Lo Haitam is Gered Hekshakli, Shlo Haitam is Gered, the Shofan, El Verego Haita, Nehe Verusha, Vidas Shofan is Hekhala.
All right, so it's basically this Gemara makes it sound that the Misgeres was not a Hechsher Kli, according to the Man the Omar, Misgarta Lamata Haisa, but rather it was fixed into the regal itself, meaning it was not attached to the tabletop. And if it wasn't attached to the tabletop, that means, Kesser? If you turned it over, it wouldn't be a base kibble. Right? In other words, it actually wasn't part of it.
So are we saying that is this part of the Tosfos saying, like, this is one thing that didn't really throw me off, but it was something that I was just wondering about. Is it following the model of the Miskera is attached to the legs but not the table? So it's like a bar that's going in between the legs, but is not all attached to the table?
Yeah, it's not nailed into the table, certainly. Like Rashi, the way he describes it, Tosfos describes, is that it is sitting, it is resting on top of the Miskeres, but it is not actually attached to the table.
So would the Miskeres just be...
In other words, the difference...
The cross beam connecting the legs?
Yes, it would.
So to make sure that you could foot the table without all the legs falling down.
Right, it provides stability. My assumption is that the tabletop, you know, we'll call that, was, you know, attached to the legs, and the Miskeres, right below that, was attached to the legs also.
Uh-huh.
So the tabletop sat on it, was munach masala, but it wasn't actually mechuberla. Uh-huh. That's my assumption. Okay. So... So before you go on, Kesser, I think here you see, even though Lactosis does not describe it as clearly as it would have been helpful for me to understand, but maybe a lack of my understanding, but you can see from the description of Rabbeinu Tam is that what is true about the Miskeres, and therefore you know it's not true according to the first approach in Tosis. Mechuberes nami b'shulchan, right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it was also attached to the shulchan. Well, obviously, according to the first day, it's not attached to the shulchan. It's attached to the legs, but not to the shulchan. Noah?
Is that also or only?
So if you want to say also, it's fine, because then when you flip it over, granted you have these legs sticking up, but you have a base kibble. Right, so you can say that.
But is it useful as a base kibble if there are legs sticking out of it?
Yeah, you know, with those shulchans big enough, you can work. You know, it's like figuring out when you have counter space in a kitchen,
and
how you make sure...
Why would you ever flip it over if there were legs sticking out of it?
So, again, the assumption of Rabbeinu Tam is that because it's possible to use it... Excuse me, whoever's going to flip over the shulchan, whether it did or didn't have legs sticking out of it, right? Excuse me, Aaron O'Cohen, I just need to borrow a shulchan because I need to do some meeting and I don't want the water to fly. The point is, the tzur of the kli is such that it's roy to use, and thus, Rabbeinu Tam says it has a base kibble. Obviously, why is Rabbeinu Tam doing this? So he continues, Mishum. So the Gemara Menachos says that if, in fact, Miskarta Lamata Haisa, which is what we're discussing now, so Tavla Misapeches is Tmea. Now the question, of course, is what is a Tavla Misapeches? We don't really know. We just know a Tavla Misapeches means a tray, a board or something that can be flipped over. Why would you flip it over? So Rabbeinu Tam's assumption is that you're flipping it over because when you flip it over, you have a base kibble. That's Rabbeinu Tam's assumption. So on the one hand, the Gemara Menachos says that a tavla misapechas, whatever that is tmeya, if you hold miskarta lamat haisa, ubeperek elu mumin. Okay, so the Gemara in Bechoros says that there's no such thing as tuma midaraisa by pshute kleyetz, unless... Meaning a cleats that has no base kibble, unless it's roi lemidras. If it's roi lemidras, so then it's makabel tumas midras, and thereby extension makabel tumas mace, and all other tumas sheretz, etc. But if it doesn't have a base kibble and it's not roi lemidras, so the Gemara Bechoros implies there's no tumah midaraisa. So then how do you make that not conflict with Rabbi Yochanan's claim that if you hold that the misgarto lamata hoisa, that a tabla misapeches is tamei, and presumably tamei mid the oraisa, right? Not tamei mid the rabbanon, because he's bringing a raya from a kli that the Torah describes as being mekabel tuma, which fits the model of whatever a tabla hamisapeches is, if you hold misgarto lamata hoisa. Yes, Kesa.
So the whole reason we're bringing up the discussion of Tuma is so that we can properly classify whatever the Shulchan was as a Tava Mesapeth, however that word is.
Tava Mesapeches.
Mesapeches. We're just bringing in the Tuma so we can properly classify it as such?
Well, no. In other words, we know that the Shulchan is Mekabel Tuma.
Okay,
all right. The question is why? And there were two problems. One that the Gemara dealt with. Right? The Gemara said it's not movable. The Gemara's answer is, it's not moved. The Gemara's answer is, it is moved. In fact, this is how we know you're supposed to move it. You hold up the Shulchan. That's why it can become Tameh. But the second question is, it's Pshutei Kleyetz. So if you say, Miskarta Lamala Hoysa, obviously it's not Pshutei Kleyetz. It's got a ledger around it. But if Miskarta Lamata Hoysa, so then it shouldn't be Mekabel Tuma. But it is. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you see, that Tavla Misapeches is in fact Mekabel Tuma. And that seems to be a Din D'oraisa. So the question is, what is a Tavla HaMisapeches? And basically the real question is, that if you want to know what a Tavla Misapeches is, figure out what the Shulchan's construction was if you hold Misgarta L'mata Haisa. Because that is a Tavla Misapeches.
So how do we know that? How do you know that the Shulchan is a Tavla Misapeches?
Because Rabbi Yochanan says so. Rabbi Yochanan says, Laman, only if you hold the Misgaris was L'mata. Rabbi Yochanan says, Laman da Amar Miskarta Lamata Hoysa, Tavla Misapeches is Tmeya. The problem is, we don't know what a Tavla Misapeches is exactly, and we're not 100% sure what the construction of the Shulchan was in Miskarta Lamata Hoysa. So you have to decide the two together. Rabbi Nutam's theory is that Tavla Misapeches seems to be a Tavla where you may use the back flat side, which doesn't have a ledge around it, but you can flip it around and use the underside. So even though normally you use the top side, because it's Misapeches and would have a base keyboard, it's Mitabel to Mamina Torah. And thus Rabbi Nutam, but it has to match with the Shulchan. So Rabbi Nutam says, yeah, and the Shulchan too. The Miskeres was nailed into the top of the Shulchan. So when you turn the Shulchan over, are the parts that are attached to the Shulchan, I mean not only the legs, but the Miskeres as well, is now makes it into a rim, a base kibble. But Rabbeinu Tam is assuming, if there's no base kibble on the bottom side, then Rabbeinu Tam says it's not Makabal to Mina Torah. And why do you know that? Because the Gemara Bechoro says that a clay eitz that has no base kibble and it's not Roy the Midras is not Makabal to Mina Torah. So therefore, obviously, so again, Rabbeinu Tam uses that to define, obviously, what the construction of the Shulchan must have been, l'man da'ama l'mata, miskarta l'mata ha'isa. Noam?
Why, according to Rabbeinu Tam, must the miskarta be nailed into the top?
So I think his assumption is that if it is not actually nailed into the top, then it would not function when you turn it over as a base... Excuse me, it's a base kibble. I think his assumption is, it's not clear, and as according to Rashi, the question is the following. This is not clear. You might have to change what we said in Rashi a little bit. And I've wondered about this, but Rashi says that the Dafa Shulchan is Munachas on Alav, but maybe Alav means there's a little gap. Right? So, I don't know if you have to say that. In other words, that's the easier way. Because Rashi says, Dafa Shulchan Munachas Alav. So Alav can just mean sort of on top of it. Not directly on top of it, on top of it. That's the easier way to deal with your question. I like that better because it's simpler. I don't like it as much because it doesn't fit the words as well. The Dafa Shulchan Munachas Alav sounds like they are in contact. So if you don't read it with that change, then I think what you have to say is that even though it's resting, it's touching, because it's not actually mechubar to it, it's not considered part of the daf. It's just like something resting on top of it. The reason I don't like that, and why I prefer this, is because when we flip it over, so what if it's actually creating a seal here, if this is a closed off area, and the legs are nailed in and they're holding them as garrison, so that should be sufficient. So that's why it might be simplest to say in Rashi, daf ha-shokham rafsal means there's a little gap. Morty?
Is your assumption that the legs are nailed in?
It's mechubar somehow to the shulchan. The dacha shulchan has to be attached to something.
It doesn't.
Otherwise, it would just slide off. You know how the Kohanim.
Does that seem to be what it's describing? That it would just slide off?
What?
That it's impossible that that's what it is?
That would be very unstable. Do you know how they used to take the Lechem HaFanim on and off? There's a machlokes satanai. But the Chacham Rabbi Yossi says they would take one off and then put the other one on. That's actually important because the Gemara links this machlokes to what is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, like Gisa Bo Yom V'Laila. The Rabbi Yossi says that if it's on the Shulchan some part of the day, that's sufficient. That's called tamid. Lechem panim lefanai samid. Lefanai tamid. But the Chachamim say no. You know how the Kohanim had to do it? Tamid means every moment. So, two Kohanim stood with the six loaves of bread on one side of the Shulchan. Two Kohanim empty-handed stood on the other side. And as one pulled off, the others would slide on. Now, I don't really know why that works, because what you have Lechem Panim on there the entire time, except that you have half of one, half of the other, and then you sort of, but apparently that's okay. Right? We don't care. If there's Lechem Panim is on, it's fine.
So you do something like that. You imagine not having the tabletop actually stationary. It's going to be a disaster.
Seems needlessly complicated.
Yeah, no. Well, it may be, but bottom line, Morty, it has to be. That's not a table. A table isn't sticking four legs there and then just plopping and sticking a board on top of it. Nobody builds. I mean, and the Caleb, remember, we're with soup him. I mean, nah.
Well, that would lead to like huge kulas in what's considered a kli. Meaning, if you don't want whatever it is you're using to be makabel toma, so you make it and. You just make sure not to nail in certain parts to each other, and
well,
then they wouldn't.
That could be true too. That's fine, but it's not very functional. The reason why we nail parts of kalim together is because they work much better that way.
But if you could nail analogous parts together, that wouldn't. If you could nail some part that's sticking up instead of the rim, and you have those attached to each other.
So ena nios b'mako mashirus. But these were well-constructed kalim. So their goal wasn't to avoid tuma, the kalim being mekabel tuma. Adarav, the Torah said the shulchan is mekabel tuma. So anyway, I'm inclined to think now that maybe there's a little gap, just enough that it can't really function with the kibbutz for Rabbeinu Tam. So that's basically what motivated Rabbeinu Tam to say this. And then, uba perek hamocher. So the Gemara's answer there, why? So just to remind you, what was going on there? The Gemara was talking about Rabbi Eliezer, who says that a kli that's the Gemara had a brisa, had said that a tzinor shechakako ulebesof kavao is posel mayim b'mayim shuvim, and the Gemara suggested that this, but if it was kavao ulebesof chakako. It's not posel mayim mayim shuvim. In other words, it sounds like if you make it as a kli and then the mechaber to the karka, it remains a kli. If you mechaber to the karka and then you make it into a kli, it's not a kli. It has the din of karka. Right? That was what the Gemara said, and it was looking for. The Gemara said, "Who is this? It's not Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbanan." And then the Gemara wanted to know, "Okay, which Rabbi Eliezer are you talking about?" So they proposed Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim of Daf Shel Nachtomim. Rav Lezer says, if you take a daf shel nachtomim and you attach it to the wall, it's no longer mekabel tuma. But if that were the case, then sinar shechakako or the besof kavao should also not be posel b'shuvim. In other words, when you attach it to the ground, what does it lose? When you attach the daf shel nachtomim to the wall, what does it lose?
The status of being
mekabel tuma. The status of a, you're right, but clean. Right? So the same thing should be true. Because the same thing should be true by tzinor shachakakal the besof kavo. When you attach it to the ground, it's not really about kabbalas tuma there. It's about being a kli, and once you attach it to the ground, the same kli should be bato. So the Gemara answered by saying, "Nah, Rabbi, it could be Rabbi Lezer. That Rabbi Lezer it could be. You know why? Because Rabbi Lezer could say, ordinarily, when you take a kli and you machaber it to the karka, it doesn't lose its shame kli, and that's why tzinor shachakakal the besof kavo is posel the mikvah." Why is a daf shel nachtomim not mekabel tuma? So the Gemara said, because pshutei kleitz, the tuma is only drabbanan in the first place, so therefore he wasn't machmir. So once again, I don't know for sure, but it sounds like a daf shel nachtomim could be a tavla misapeches. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it can't be, because daf shel nachtomim is obviously pshutei kleitz. Pshutei kleitz are not mekabel tuma min ha-Torah. So what do you do again with Rabbi Yochanan's statement in Menachos that Leman Da'amar Miskarto Lamata Haisa Tavla Misapechas is Makabelis Tuma, and we assume in our Torah. The answer is it has a base kibul. Whereas the Gemara in Baba Basra was dealing with a flat Dapshel Nachtomim, and the Gemara in Bechor was talking about truly flat Kalim. Yes, no.
When we talk about this wordiness having a base kibul, are we talking about structure or function?
Structure.
Okay.
So function is a very interesting question. Anybody want to comment on that? Because Tosus does. Yeah,
here? I mean, you have Rashi in the Joseph that mentions the fact that a big enough Tavla Mizavecha, or a big enough, you know, tributary, it might be considered either a Lama or a Midorite as a.
Correct. In other words, the Svar that's introduced later, as well as in Tosus and Baba Basra, is that it may be the reason why a tavla misapeches, and it's a way of distinguishing between, let's say, davshel nachtomim and tavla misapeches. One of the ways of distinguishing is to say a davshel nachtomim is small. Therefore, that's not really a base kibul. But a large enough area functions as a base kibul. Right? If you have, here's a general rule. You put a baby down on a changing table, you don't leave the baby unattended. Because changing tables don't really have a wall. Now, if you put a baby down in the middle of the floor, even though there might be stair, a baby that doesn't move, you know, other than roll. Okay? If there are stairs 6 feet away, well, I'd still probably put a gate on the stairs, it's not as dangerous. Right? Because that baby, you know, because the Dafshon Atoman, it's a big base kibul. Right? Are there no walls? The answer is, yeah, I know, but the point is that it takes a lot to move that distance. I still would recommend leaving the gate undone. Stakes are a little higher. But the bottom line is that a board that's big enough in some ways functions as a base kibul. Whereas when it's very small, in other words, look, it can't hold the liquid generally, unless the board is warped, but then if it's warped, that might be called the base kibul. But it does mean when you have a small board, you ever work with vegetables on a chopping board, right? You have different size chopping boards. When you work on a small chopping board, you know, you either got to take the stuff off or you do it to one side, but you're always running into space issues. If you have a very large chopping board, sometimes for some people, otherwise might be known as a large counter, you can work in one area, one thing, one another. You don't knock everything off. So in that sense, it functions not for liquids, but it functions as a kind of base kibul. A base kibul, by the way, doesn't have to be for liquids. Leave no question about that. And if you have a basket, let's say a wooden basket, a wicker basket, so it's... And it holds bread in it. It's not going to hold mashkim. The mashkim will go right through the weaving. That's a base kibul. So in that sense, for solid stuff, a large enough board, in certain ways, you can envision as sort of being a base kibul. Stuff doesn't fall off easily because it's large enough. So when you talk about function, it's possible. Most of the time, you know, certainly Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam certainly is assuming it's not just a matter of function. It's also a matter of construction, of shape. In other words, you can have a base kibul, but if there's a hole in it and it doesn't function anymore for the thing that you normally use it for, so then it's not makabel tuma anymore. Right? In other words, we learned in this sugya, where did we learn about this in this sugya? Morty?
We said the shear is not for rimonim.
Correct. Klei balei batim, the shear is kirimonim. It means that once the kli gets a hole large enough for a rimon to get out, it's no longer functional. It still has the shape of base kibul. If you decided you wanted to use it for watermelons, it might be a different story. So it still has a base kibul, but not of the function that you need for the particular thing that you use in this kli. You had a question or no? No, I have. Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry. Okay. So what are you going to do with the two gemaras in Baba Basra and in Bechoros? Now, note, by the way, there's another data point that we've spoken about that the gemara in Baba Basra creates a problem for. In number one, creates a problem with the Gemara in Menachos, because the Gemara in Menachos, Rabbi Yochanan says that Tavla Misapechas Lamanda Amar Miskarto Haisa is Mikabeles Tuma Minatora, and the Gemara in Baba Basra says it's only Mikabeles Tuma Midrabanan. And what's the second problem that the Gemara in Baba Basra creates? I asked this in the question. I mean, I asked about the Mashmos of the Gemara. Twofold, and we spoke about this when we went over it. If I take a reed and I shape it into a knife and I shecht an ola with it, the ola is kshera. Why? Why is it kshera if I took a reed and shaped it, Noah?
Because it's
not because it's a kli. Okay, and why is it not makabel tuma? Gemara says because pshute kli it's not makabel tuma. Right, so you have a kli pshute kli and it's not makabel tuma even in drabanan. Right, the Pashtus in the Mishnah in Kalim that says that Eitzim, Klei Eitzim and Klei Zechuchis, Pshuteim is Tehorim, Umikableim Temeim. So we asked last week. Pshutem tohorim, what does that mean? Tohar legamre or tohar midoraisa? And we said, because the chukas is tohar legamre, because the chukas is tumah. In the first place, it's only the rabbanon. So if the Mishnah says, pshutei kleis chukas are tohorim, it means even midorabbanon. So the Gemara of Master creates two problems. On the one hand, it contradicts the Rabbi Yochanan's reading of Man Dharma, the Miskarat HaHosei Menachos. On the other hand, it contradicts the Mishnah in Kalim and the Gemara in Chulin and a couple of other Gemaras as well that Tosis is kind enough to share his Bekias with you. Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Erevin, about Keklei, Pshute Klei, it's being not Mitame at all. So, Noah?
Is it possible just to say that the Gemara is Ramachloket?
Say that again. Say that again. Say it again. Is I'm going to kill you. Say it again.
Is
and you're in trouble too.
To say that, that all the Gemaras are really just arguing with...
I want to... Of course. What is the answer that Tosis is about to suggest? And what is it? Whether he likes it or doesn't like it? How do you explain the Gemara in Bechoros with the Gemara Menachos? How do you explain it? How do you resolve it to?
For different cases.
They disagree as to what a...
Who is the Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara Menachos following? So what is that saying, though? It's saying basically the Gemaras are arguing with one another. That's exactly the point. You didn't understand it. You read Tosis. I know you guys are learning. But you didn't process exactly what... There's the simple... I was waiting for something to jump up. The premise, the entire kasha is premised on the mandam miskarta l'mala haisa. Just say, all the sudden, just assume miskarta l'mala haisa. And therefore the question disappears. Now, why is that not such a simple answer? We're going to read it in Tosfos. Why is that not such an open... It's not an open and shut teretz because you'd rather the sugyos not be assuming only one day. But there's a bigger problem with that. What's the bigger problem? No. What's the bigger problem with saying the Gemara Bechoros, the Gemara Basra, and all the other Gemaras are Lamanda Amar Miskarta Lamala Haisa? What did Rabbi Yochanan say, Lamanda Amar Miskarta Lamala Haisa? What's the din of a Tavla Misapeches? No.
Tibai.
In other words, it's not Pashut that it's Tahar. Even the Manda Amar Miskarta Lamala Haisa might still agree that Tavla Misapeches is Tmeya. So what you have to assume is that the other Gemaras have been poshed the Ibaya of Rabbi Yochanan for the Manda Amar Miskarta Lamala Haisa that it's Tahar. At least. So that's exactly one of the possibilities that's open right now. Right? That is a possibility that's open. It's not an ideal possibility, but it's a possibility that's open. Now, just one other comment. The Gemara in Bava Basra about it being Tamei Midrabanan. So here's two haaros that have to be made. Number one, if the Gemara says it's Tamei Midrabanan, that is a much lesser problem with the Mishnah, Kalim, and the other sources than it is with the Gemara in Menachos. Why? Because if you say that it's only Tamei Midrabanan in those Gemaras, so it's not hard to understand why the Mishnah could say as a general rule it's Tahorim, but maybe the Chachamim made Gzeira in this case, not the other case. But it's a bigger problem if you hold, according to the Gemara Menachos, Pshutei Klei Eitz are Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, and then the Gemara Barashah says it's only Midrabanan. Because you would expect, again, it's not Mukhach necessarily, but you would have expected, once you say Pshutei Klei Eitz are Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, that's a broad category. It's like Klei Matchus. What kind of Pshutei Klei Matchus are Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah? Does anybody know? Thank you. All. In other words, the category of Kalim, that Pshutam or Mekablim Tumah that we know of is Matchus, it means all Kalim. So if you say Pshutei Klei Eitz are Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, the instinctive reaction you have, it may be wrong, is that all Pshutei Klei Eitz are Tzmeyim Min HaTorah. And then the Gemara Babasra is a glaring stira. Once you say that the Pshutei Tumas Pshutei Klei Eitz and Babasra is only the Rabbanon, and the Mishnah implies there's no Tumah at all, so you can see, you understand within the Gzeiras Chachamim, they were gozer on some things, they weren't gozer on other things. Right? All right, and that is a little bit easier. But what will Tosfos say? What will Tosfos say about the Gemara Babasra? Tosfos has a throwaway line. We're going to read it. I know you've read Tosfos, now I want you to think about what Tosfos did. How do we deal with, what's the easy way to deal with the Gemara Vasra that solves both problems? That solves both kashas. Morning.
He basically says it's not a tavla m'sabechas, so it's not a raita, and it's not, and it big enough that it's derabanan, but not.
No, there's a simpler way of solving both kashas. Yeah, here.
It's not shizur yoma.
That's one way, and another way. What's that? It does. There's another way. He says two things. One possibility is, but that you just say, are you Rabbi Yochanan? But there's a better way. The second thing that Tosfos says is what Rashbam says in Bava Basra, except for Tosfos abuses it. Rashbam said it in one direction. Tosfos here, initially, the first point uses the other direction, which is, it's not the Maskan of the Gemara. The Gemara rejects it. Once the Gemara rejects it, we could say it rejected the whole premise. Right? In other words, yeah, you saw the line. It's the same line, right? In which he says either it's not Rabbi Yochanan or it's not only the maskana. So the maskana, you can say it's wrong. It was only the havamina. And maskana, since it's not a daf shel eight, it's a daf shel matechas. Therefore, it could be pshutei klei eights are either not makabel toma at all, or pshutei eights are makabel toma even in haTorah. Right? Why the Gemara had such a funny havamina is a separate question. But Tosfos abused Rashbam. Right, I better be careful the way they say that. He misused the approach of Rashbam, right? Because Rashbam used it to explain why pshutei klei eitz are not makabel tum at all, because the Gemara doesn't stand. Initially, Tosfos wants to use it to explain why pshutei klei eitz really are makabel tum in haTorah, because the maskana, it doesn't stand in the maskana of the Gemara. Noah.
I didn't have the opportunity to check the Rashbam, but do we know for sure that the Rashbam says this?
Yes, it's there. Yeah, I did. When I first read Tosfos once, I had it. And then last week, when I was going over the sugya, again, I decided to read through everything, the complete sugyos, and Rashbam says it, but he says it with the purpose of explaining that there's no stira between that Gemara and the Mishkan Kalim and the Gemara Chulin, that Pshuta Kleitz are not Makal Tama Tum at all. Why? Because that's only the Havamina of the Gemara, but the Maskana, it's not Makal Tum at all. Right? Tosfos here is going to use it at first for the reverse. Now, it's true. If you believe that, it's a fact. That isn't the Maskana of the Gemara. If you want to say in the Maskana of the Gemara, we reject the entire Teretz in every form and fashion, then you can say that. So now let's continue in the Tosfos. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Mitokach. I'm sorry, one second. Velo Mistaber. Right, is that where we are?
Yeah.
Velo Mistaber. Here's what Rabbeinu Tam doesn't want to say. Velo Mistaber.
Velo Mistaber.
Right. The simplest answer would have been what Noam said, which is to say, it's a machl. In other words, this sugya is arguing on. It's not arguing Rabbi Yochanan. This sugya is working according to the manda amar that the miskeres was above the shulchan, making it a regular kli kibul, and therefore it tells you nothing about tavla mesapechas. But Rabbeinu Tam says not so fast. Because in the Gemara Menachos, Rabbi Yochanan says that even according to the Manda Amar Lamala Haisa, it still could be that Tavla Mesapechas is Metame. Right now, you could say, of course, that this, based upon this Gemara, you could see a Rishon saying this, and I might even argue that this is the basis of the Psach of the Rambam, that the way we know that we Paskin, does anybody know how the Rambam describes the Miskeres of the Shulchan? I have no idea. Is there even a tzion here?
Yeah.
There is a tzion?
I believe so. I think because I'm pretty sure I looked it up.
You looked up how the Rambam paskens?
Yeah, but I forgot.
There's no tzion in this Gemara, in this sugya. Okay, that there isn't. So I don't know how he paskens. But, so this is, by the way, as an aside, a fascinating question of methodology, which is, how would the Rambam know how to pasken where the Miskeres was? It's a funny kind of psak halacha, by the way. Can you paskin on a historical question?
Yes.
I don't know.
I once heard a shir. Clapper gave a shir about it last year at Gush.
Okay.
On history and morality, whether they could paskin on
the. No, I'm not sure that that's the same question. What I'm asking is, I'm asking here for a psak on a factual matter.
Don't people argue that though?
Okay, so we were talking about the same thing. So it's clear, by the way, we do paskin on factual matters, I'm sure, because the Mishnayos in Talmud Amidos have machlokos about the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm sure the Rambam probably paskins. He's the only one we're going to know. You know, picks a particular sheet I'm describing, so he probably does. So if I were the Rambam and I wanted to know how to paskin where the Miskeres was, you know what I would argue? I would argue that based upon the Gemara in Bechoros that assumes that there's no such thing as Tuma for Pshutei Klei Eitz min haTorah, if it doesn't have a base kibul, obviously assumes, number one, that the Miskeres was Lamala min haShulchan, and number two, assumes that the answer to the question was that Tavla Mesapechas, Lamala Miskeres, Lamala min haShulchan, is not Mekabelas Tumah. Right? That's how the Rambam would know, because the assumption, that's how the Rishonim often work. When a sugya, particularly one that's not involved in the matter, makes an assumption about a particular issue, and we call that, what's the term for that? We spoke about this year already. What's the term for that? The working assumption of a different sugya. Sugya d'shmaitza. Right? The mahalach of the sugya. The sugya d'shmaitza is how the Rishonim will often paskin. So one could have argued that not this Gemara, but the Gemara in Bechoros and the Gemara in Baba Basra and the Mishnah, I won't say Mishnah Kalim, assume that Pshute Kleitz Anat Makabal Toma Min HaTorah, which means, number one, Miskarta Lamala Min HaShulchan Haisa, and number two, the answer to the Tibai of Rabbi Yochanan is Tahar. But Rabbi Natan doesn't want to do that. No. How would it possible to discover the Shulchan? Someone tell me. Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
No. We learned the Gemara Me'ila. I know I said everything I said. Ezra answered the question.
Do you actually think it's in the Vatican?
No. You answered the question correctly. The answer is, I say it a little tongue-in-cheek, but theoretically, in other words, we know that who was it? It's on our Gemara. We're looking at the daf, no?
Yeah.
He says, Ani Risiha, or Lezer Rabbi Yose, got to see it. So I don't think it's in the Vatican. But in theory, he tried to bring the real question is, how does the Rambam Paskin there? I don't know. That would be interesting to see. Did Rabbi Clapper talk about this in the Shir Gershon? You weren't there.
Okay.
What's that? I know, I'm kidding. I said you weren't there. But did he talk about this? Because this, by the way, should be a great litmus test. How does the Rambam Paskin, when one Tana said, I was there and I saw it? How can anybody argue with that? How can I argue with that? Yes, Noah.
Also, me and Amiel were looking at the Archon Titus, which has an object which is thought to be the Shulchan.
Yeah.
And it has the Miskeret, I think the way Rebbeinu Gershom described it.
Low.
All the way at the bottom.
On the bottom. Right. The truth is, from a conceptual perspective, it's the same as Rashi, the way, especially the way we constructed it. Right? We're just quibbling how high, how low. Arguably, what would be a smarter construction? And you guys work with your hands? Do woodworking? What? No. Where? Higher or lower, the way it was constructed?
Lower.
What?
Lower.
How many people think lower? How many think higher? And how many people don't think? Avi, I didn't see your hand at all.
I voted lower.
Oh, you voted lower. Excellent. Okay. Lower is correct.
Because you already have the Shulchan on top.
To create stability on top. Now you create stability on the bottom. If you ever build... Woodworking is you don't have to be a great woodworker to do this kind of work, but it's fun to do, and you actually learn some things about constructing things. So it makes more sense the way Rabbeinu Gershom describes it, but Rashi's is from a conceptual perspective, not from an architectural, a mechanical perspective, the same thing. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam never saw the Arch of Titus. All right, but the question is, would you believe those goyim, or is that called Mesiach Lefitumo? I don't know. There's a shach in Yeridea in the first siman of Hilchos Taruvas and Siman Sadiches. The shach in Sifkatan Hay has a long discussion. Some of you learned this with me last year about whether goy we say is not nema Mesiach Lefitumo except for by Eidus Isha. There's a whole discussion in that shach and the Acharon about this particular question. So, are the goyim who made that arch nemanim bismstametz din daraisa? But okay, fine. We'll leave that alone.
Wait, so Rabbi, so where is the Shulchan?
Probably not in existence, is my guess. The only kli, by the way, that there's any assertion in tradition that actually survived, because it wasn't there in the Bayis Sheni, it was hidden away, was the Aron.
It was underground.
Right. Well, the problem is there are two shitas. One shita said that it was taken to Bavel. Okay, not Egypt, as in Raiders of the Lost Ark, but to Bavel. And then we don't know what happened to it there, but it was. But the other shita is that it's in the Mechilos. Right? I would make a joke about digging under the Har Bayis, but these days, it's not a good joke to make. So that's really what's going on. It's a race to get the Aron.
Do you think it was destroyed?
Yeah. I'm sure they melted the gold off it. If it wasn't burned when the Mikdash was burned, I don't know. I mean, no reason to assume it survived. What's that? I don't think so. I think that, as I said, I prefer not to be given to conspiracy theories. Now, my wife's grandmother liked to say that if you're Jewish and you're not a little bit paranoid, you may not be in touch with reality, but nonetheless. So, fine. So therefore, because Rabbeinu Tam did not want to say that, right, the Lo Mistaber in the Meimer to Asa Kamandam Rabbeskar Tel Malahoy said, Lahu Nami Amar Rabbeinu Achos Tavu Nesabach Tiboy. Therefore, what did Rabbeinu Tam do? Go ahead, Noah.
So,
he was doch. No, he explained doch in the temple. The man, the Amar.
It means the following. I don't know who would construct this, but supposing someone constructs a tray that you work on top, a board or something, but they make a rim around the bottom of the board. I don't know why you would do that. I'm sure if you go to Chef Central or Bed Bath & Beyond, you'll probably find some kli like this for some reason that you use in the kitchen. But you use the top side, what we call the back side of the base kibble. So normally it's not used mekabel, but it's possible that it could be mekabel. So Rabbi Nathan says that's called a tavla mesapechas. And the tavla normally is what? A tavla is flat unless it has what's called a leviz base, which is a rim around it. Right? But if you have a tavla mesapechas, then you use the flat side, but you could flip it over if you want to use it as a base kibble. I mean, I could actually envision why you would do that. Yeah, I could see a board where you actually do use it both ways, where you like to knead and do stuff on the top side, and when you're finished with your stuff, you flip it over and you put it in the kibble. You don't want... Why don't you normally have a leviz base around the tavla, or why you often not have it? Because it gets in the way when you're trying to work on the board, whatever you're doing, whether you're rolling a dough, whether you're chopping vegetables... The ledge on the side of the tray is going to get in the way. So I could see why it would be useful to have a tavla misapechas. Maybe we should patent. Can we patent that?
Yeah. Sure.
What's that?
Sure.
The question is, I don't know if patent law works like copyright law. Copyright law, you can't get a copyright if it's not your own work. So patent, in other words, if somebody did it already 300 years ago, the Kohen Tzedek, who wrote Mixas Maaseh Torah at Qumran, right? You can't get copyright on MMT. It's a famous lawsuit because... The only person who could get it was the Kohen Tzedek of Qumran. Anybody afterwards is just copying his work. So by the same token, Rabbi Nathan already has this tavla mesapechas. I don't know if we can get a patent on it or not. But anyway, but in all seriousness, so that's what Rabbi Nathan says. He says that it has to be that way, and that's how the Shulchan was, and that's tavla mesapechas. Now, how does Rabbi Nathan solve all the other problems? Simple. Now, remember, I think it's obvious that maybe you know it, but spell it out, because Rabbi Yutam was solving problems. So how did he solve the problems? The Gemara Menachos that talks about Tavla Mesapechas is talking about not Pshute Kleyetz. It's talking about Kleyetz with a base kibble. The Gemara Bechoros is talking about Pshute Kleyetz, only if it's Roy Lemitrish in the Kabbal Tumah. The Gemara Baba Basra by Dafshan Nachtomim is talking about Pshutei Kleitz. The Mishnah and Kalim is talking about Pshutei Kleitz. You have to resolve the Rabbanon versus not at all, but that's not such a hard issue to deal with.
Does he find evidence for the ideas that those sugyos are talking about Pshutei Kleitz are not, based on the sugyos themselves?
No. The Gemara Bechoros is Beferish Pshutei Kleitz. A Dafshan Nachtomim does seem to be a Pshutei Kleitz. The case that's not clear is the Tavla Mesapechas. Rabbi Nathan says, I'm going to interpret it that way to avoid the stira. Right? So it doesn't, for Rabbi Nathan now, it doesn't matter which way you paskin on the miskeres, because either way, there was a base kibble. The only difference is, if it's lamala, it's a real base kibble. If it's lamata, it's a Tavla Mesapechas. So then, we know that if you hold it's lamata, that a Tavla Mesapechas, which has a base kibble downward, is definitely Mekabel Tumah Menatorah. And maybe, even if you happen to hold that miskarta lamal haisa, still, maybe a tavla mesapechas in mitam yantar, we're not sure. But that is all immaterial to the Gemara of Abbasar, to the Gemara of Bechoros, to the Gemara of Chulin, to the Gemara of Shabbos, to the Gemara of Erevin. It's all irrelevant, because the Gemara of Menachos is not talking about Pshutei Kleitz. It's talking about a Kleitz that has a base kibble. The only thing that makes it, why is it not Pashut that it's Mekabel Tumah? The answer is because the base kibble is downward. And it's, in the case of the Shulchan, it's not normally used that way. But because it can be used that way, Rabbeinu Tam says, therefore it's considered having a base kibble. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. So the text says, v'zeh. Yes, that's a very common expression, by the way. Anyone know where the expression lo yitachin comes from? Is it a very popular modern Hebrew expression also? You know where that comes from? Credit should be given where credit is due. It doesn't come from Tosas. It comes from, I believe, Yechezkel. The Jews said, Lo yitachein derech Hashem. It doesn't measure up properly. God's ways are unjust. God did not take kindly to that. Anyway, that's where the expression comes from. Lo yitachein. So it cannot be. Kedemucha chacho. Why does this Gemara prove it?
You have to admit, go back to the beginning of Tosfos. How does this Gemara prove Rabbeinu Tam is wrong? Got to keep all the moving parts here. Noam?
Because the miskeret was a kli, not a hechsher.
Not a hechsher kli, right? It wasn't part. If the Gemara says here that it was a kli and not a hechsher kli, it means it wasn't mechuber to the shulchan. Because if it were mechuber to the daf ha-shulchan, it would have been called a hechsher kli, no different than if it's mechuber on top. Right? In other words, this Gemara, by the way, is totally irrelevant to the sugya pshuta kliyot. It only comes in the back door because it forces a certain interpretation of Menachos. And once you force that interpretation of Menachos, now you have to deal with the steers between Menachos and all the other sources. Right? This is just derech agav. It's what I said to you last week. Tosis and Chulna and Menachos does not start out with this Gemara. Where is Rabbeinu Tam and this Gemara cited in Tosis and Menachos? Did any of you look at it? Anybody got to see it? Anybody want to take a guess where in that Tosfos it is? The way in. Right? Because it's just, the Tosfos deals with the problem as it is. And then it is, by the way, Rabbeinu Tam said this, but it doesn't work because of the sugya in Sukkah. Right? Why? Because it's a question of what your Gemara you're commenting on. So now Tosfos says, great.
Why can't that assumption work?
This Gemara makes clear that the Miskarto Lamata Haisa is actually a kli mamish. It's not hechsher kli to the shulchan, to the daf ha-shulchan. In other words, the miskeres on top is called the hechsher kli. Miskeres below is not called the hechsher kli. If the miskeres below were of the same tzura as the miskeres on top, says Tosfos, why would you not call that a hechsher kli? Why is that a kli any different than, why is that called the kli, but the miskeres on top is called a hechsher kli? Obviously, because it is constructed differently below than the miskeres on top was. On top, it's in part of the shulchan. It's a hechsher kli, part of the daf ha-shulchan. Below, it's holding the legs together. That's not considered a hechsher kli. Noah?
If the miskeres creates a base kibble, though, why would it be, on the top, I'm saying, why would that be considered a kli?
Why?
Would the miskeres be considered a kli?
Oh, it's part of the shulchan.
Why is it hechsher? Are we saying
it's not decorative, it's purposeful?
So I would say the way I read the Gemara initially, that hechsher kli means it's decorative. The only reason I changed my mind about that, and I'm not sure, is because the Gemara Menachos suggested that Manda Amar Miskaret Alamal Haisa, it actually held in the stuff, right? You didn't need Snifim. Which makes me wonder, that's called a hechsher kli? So I'm going to ignore that Gemara now. I'm going to go back to the way I first read the Gemara. On top, it's decorative. Below, it's actually functional. And if it's functional below, its function is not to provide a base kibble for the shulchan below. Its function is to hold the legs. That's its function. That's the simple way of explaining it. I only didn't want to go there because I don't know what to do with that Rav Yosi Shita Menachos. So we'll ignore that. Okay. So, but the point is, if it's not a hechsher kli, is if it's on top. If it's below, it's called a kli. And that's because it's functional. What's its function? Its function is to hold the legs together. Yes?
Is it the point of a big kibble that it can hold something?
Yeah, and the whole point is that Miskar Tolamata Hoysa did not make it into a base kibble. That's what they say, not like Rabbeinu Tam.
But how would Rabbeinu Tam even make sense? Forget any contradiction. It doesn't make... He's saying, ignore the fact that a bait kibble is defined functionally. We're just going to say that structurally, or even it's structurally it's the same, but functionally...
That's what the claim of Tavla Misapeches is for Rabbeinu Tam. The Chiddush is not the kli I want to use. The Chiddush is that if I have a kli where we don't use the base kibble, but there is a base kibble potentially, that's Mekabel Tum L'Natar.
So it's a huge Chiddush for Rabbeinu Tam.
Yes.
To say that a bait kibble is in structure and is in form and is in function and in structure.
Well, not in function, just in structure.
That's
it is a chiddush, but it's a bigger chiddush to say that pshutei kliyot are mekabel tumah min haTorah, right? And it creates more stiras and sugyas. So tapasta meruba lo tapasta. But yes. So now Tosfos says v'tzarech lomar. Go ahead.
V'tzarech lomar is a hadar miyon gavi dafshel nachtumin derabanan hainu. Keman da amar miskarto lamala haita demir derabanan tmeya umidereita tibay.
So Tosfos Noam says really. Does adopt a position, it's machlokas. And you have to say that, at least the first answer, you have to say that the sugyos that suggest that pshute kleyets are only makabel tumah midrabanan or not at all are working within the manda amar miskarta lemala hoysa, and they're assuming either vadai or maybe safek are working within that sad safek. So the Gemara Baba Basra, he says, he starts with that. The Gemara Baba Basra, see, I don't think it's really going to solve, it's not as easy to solve the Gemara Bachoros. The Gemara Baba Basra, is that is to say that it's going according to the mandama lamata miskarto the mandama miskarto malahaisa, that it's tamei midrabanan and maybe midaraisa, but we're not sure. And Rabbi Eliezer de Mekel, because remember, Rabbi Eliezer holds as a matter of principle that when you mechaber a kli to the karka, what happens to it? It remains a kli by mayim shuvim. But if the kli, if we're talking about only a tumah, and maybe the tumah of kli eitz is only midrabanan in the first place, so then when you mechaber to the karka, we can be mekel not to make the stuff mayim shuvim. It's a stretch. Noam?
Can we say something derived to
mechaber? So the question is, so here's the problem. Mayim shuvim is also only derabanan there. Problem is the Gemara doesn't know that yet, because the very next question the Gemara asks is, and Shiva's midaraisa? And says, no, Shum's only the Rabbanan. So that's what's a little bit complicated. So it's a difficult teretz. It's difficult. The Inami is a better teretz. And Morty?
I mean, it's also taking the words of the Gemara that say the Rabbanan and saying it doesn't mean the Rabbanan. It really means...
That's correct, too. It might be the Rabbanan. Correct. It's a difficult teretz. The Inami, yes, Yair.
I was going to add that this might be a raya. This would actually involve, you know, some the controversy between what left and other Gemaras.
That's like just an excuse to get me off on a rant about the Rambam Shita and how it was misinterpreted. You know, the famous Shev Shmaitza, because they didn't have the Shuvas Rambam.
Did I misinterpret it?
No, you didn't.
Oh, good. Okay.
My Yetzer Hara is going to overcome it. You're not going to hear it again this year, so I'll say it very, very quickly. There's a very famous shita, the Rambam in Hilchos, I think Sharava Satumos, I think it's Tesud Beis. The Rambam says that Sveka Daraisa is Lekula Min HaTorah, it's only Lechomer Mid Rabbanan. There's a problem with the Rambam. The problem with the Rambam is that there's something called an Ashan Talar that you bring when you Safek were over on something. So the Rambam, there are all sorts of funny gersos in the Rambam, but the simple answer in the Rambam that a number of the Achronim state, which is probably correct, is that the only time you bring an Asham Talui is when it's Ikva Isura. This is actually going to be quoted. If you're learning all the Tosas, and when you do the Yeshem Lemikah, Yeshem Lemisoros in the next Sugya, this sheet I believe is mentioned there. Ikva Isura means I have two pieces of fat in front of me. One's Chaylev, one Shuman, and I eat one, I know which one I eat, so then I'm chayav to bring an Asham Talui. But if there's only one piece, and it's a safek whether it's chelev or shuman, that's a machlokas amoraim, whether you bring an asham tali, the Rambam paskins you don't. You don't have to bring an asham tali because it's not ikva isura. We might use a different term, but it's not the one the Gemara used. Ischazik isura. We don't know for sure there's isur present. Question is, what is the makra for the Rambam? The Rashba and the Tshuva asks, in his chidushim, points out a very famous kasha they asked against the Rambam. How do you deal with the fact that the Gemara in Kiddushin, the fourth parak, says that a Safek Mamzer is mutter to marry into the Kahal, and a Safek Mamzer is mutter to marry a Mamzeres. And the Gemara quotes a Pasuk, Layavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Mamzer Vada Hu Layavo HaMamzer Safek Yavo, Bekal Vada Hu Layavo Bekal Safek Yavo. Why does the Gemara need a Pasuk to teach you that a Safek Mamzer is mutter, if in fact Sveka Daraisa is Lekula Min HaTorah? The Rashba and the Hidushim points out that this question was asked to the Rambam, And there was a tshuva the Rambam, which we don't have, but the Rashba quotes. Do you know what the Rambam said in the tshuva? Anybody know? Yeah, ear?
I heard this before.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's the makar. Now, the Shev Shmaitza, the opening discussion in the Shev Shmaitza, is about the question of Rambam Shita Sveka Daraisa Lekula Min HaTorah, and how do you deal with it? And there are a number of different answers that he quotes attempting to solve the problem. My favorite one is, he suggests that the Chiddush, for what the Rambam would say, is that you need the pasuk to tell you that a Safek Mamzer can be married to two women at the same time, one who's a Mamzeres and one who's a Bas Yisrael. In other words, without the Gzeres HaKasav, you said he can't do both because it's a Stira Minei Bei, it's a Tarti Desasri. So the Gzeres HaKasav is to tell you that a Tarti Desasri is even more to hear. Okay, put that aside, but we know what the correct answer to the Rambam is. The correct answer to the Rambam is that, in fact, was the Malkar, which is ironic because I think the Shev Shmaitza had the Chidush HaRashba, but he doesn't seem to have the last part of this tshuva. So he was missing part of the Chidush HaRashba. We're missing the tshuva of the Rambam, but we know it through the Rashba. So anyway, so that's a lame answer in this context. Nobody, Tosus doesn't assume like the Rambam, probably, that Sveka Daraisis Lekula Mid Rabbanan, and so you can't explain that within Tosus. Okay, gotcha there. Done. It was Yotze. Now, Inami. Tosfos gives another answer to solve the Baba Basra problem. Inami. And so those are almost really two terutzen. Number one, that shita could be not like Rabbi Yochanan. Number two, it's not only the maskana. V'chein piresham. Yes, but as I said before, it's a little, I say it only tongue-in-cheek, disingenuous. Why did Rashbam say the maskana lokai? Not to solve Tosis's problem, but to solve the opposite problem. Rashbam wanted to know, why is it that the Gemaras elsewhere say that Pshutei Klei Eitz are not Mekabotum at all, and the Gemara Basra says that it's Mekabotum and Rabbanan? The answer is, Maskana Lokoi. Here, Tosus wants to tell the Maskana Lokoi, and what's the status of Pshutei Klei Eitz? Mekabotum Amidoraisa, right, to solve the problem of the others, of the Gemara Menachas. Now, the truth is, Tosus doesn't go further to attempt to solve the problem of Bechoros. Has he solved the problem of Bechoros? What would you do? So Bechoros is trickier, because you're either going to have to say the Gemara Bechoros was machria against Rabbi the Safek. It's either the Gemara Bechoros is against Rabbi Yochanan, or the Gemara Bechoros was machria the Safek of Rabbi Yochanan that lemanda amar misgarto lemala hoisa. What's the din? How is the Gemara Bechoros machria? Tar. And that's why the only way you can get Pshutei Klei Eitz being Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah according to the Sugyim Bechoros is if it's Ra'oi L'Midras, if it does not have a base keeper. Okay, so Tosfos doesn't really deal with that Gemara. He doesn't deal with the Gemaras that suggest that Pshutei Klei Eitz are only Tar L'Gamrei. So instead, Tosfos goes down a different road, which might solve all the problems. So he says, the O.J. Shlomar. Stop. You don't have to read further. Methodologically speak, first, what does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say in this line? You have right of first refusal now.
I was thinking that he was giving some sort of definition or clarity about Tavla Mitzapechet, and he was defining it by those two.
No, granted, but what is Tosfos doing from a structural, methodological perspective to solve the problem? Noam?
He's bringing in more information.
Yeah, I know, but what does this do for us? Yeah, Ear? Are you?
Okay. It provides another justification for the Talmud that has nothing to do with
Helps define it as Kli.
No, he's creating a chiluk within the category of Pshutei Klei Eitz. Right, that is exactly what the Torah's Kohanim does. In other words, your problem was you have Tava Mesapeches and Menachos. You have the Gemara Bechoros makes a blanket statement. The Gemara Basra talks about a Daf Shanah Toma. Is it Daf Shanah Toma and a Tava Mesapeches? So Tosfos suggests that no, that there's a difference between different kinds of Kalim. And I point out to you, you have to skip from this line, the Torah's Kohanim. Remember, I pointed out to you guys the two lines that are very difficult in Tosfos. I told you to put a bracket after Mishochar Atar. It's about 9 lines down. So read Noah, start the answer again. But you see the word where you up to Kidatanya Taras Kohanim?
Yes.
Stop there and skip down to Vahashta as soon as you read that. Read the sentence again.
The Odeh Shlomar.
Skip down. Vahashta. Period. That's the answer. It's very simple. You take those two lines, that's the answer Tosfos is given. The difference between the Gemara Menachos and the Gemara Baba Basra is that the Gemara Menachos is talking about one type of Pshutei Klei Eitz, namely the kind of Pshutei Klei Eitz that is? No, the Gemara Menachos is talking about a Klei Eitz which is? Mishamish Adam and Mishamshei Adam, and the Gemara Baba Basra is talking about a Pshutei Klei Eitz which is not Mishamish Adam and Mishamshei Adam. That's all. Two kinds of Svei Dinim and Svei Kalim. Two kinds of Kalim here. And that's the difference. Everything in between is all just presenting you with a din. You didn't know about You didn't learn the Torah's column until now, so you didn't know there was such a category. And then you might have said, but maybe those kelim have a base kibble. So Tosis has to quote the second part of the Torah's column, which I gave you, to show you that no, those kelim that the Torah's column says are makabel tuma, because they're mishamish adam, mishamish v'shamshay adam, are pshutei kleiets. They don't have a base kibble. Yeah.
So then, does that mean that the shulchan, whether or not the mizgar was lamala or lamata, would be mishamash adam v'mishamash? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So that just means like any surface that.
Well, let me say it this way. Let me say, I don't know exactly what mishamish adam mishamish mishamshay adam is. I know what mishamish mishamshay adam is. That's easy, because objects don't move on their own as a general rule. A kli which contains, which holds some of our things, our toys, so that is called Mishamesh Mishamshay Adam. The question is, what does it mean to be Mishamesh Adam? So a ladder is one of the clear examples that's Mishamesh Adam, but not Mishamesh Mishamshay. Why is a ladder Mishamesh Adam? Because it holds you. You climb on the ladder. But you don't generally put stuff on ladder. By the way, that's not entirely true. I don't have any experience with ladders. But I have a ladder at home, which is Mishamesh Adam and Mishamesh Mishamshay Adam.
It has
a little shelf that comes down when you unfold. It's a folding ladder. And when you unfold it, there's a little shelf. Probably painters, I imagine, would probably like something like that, where you can put stuff on it while you're up on the ladder. You have a little, it's not a base keyboard, it's flat, but that's Mishamesh Adam and Mishamesh Mishamesh Adam. The typical ladder that you find is really Mishamesh Adam and not Mishamesh Mishamesh Adam. Right? So the question is, how exactly, why is a shulchan considered Mishamesh Adam? I know why it's Mishamesh Mishamshay Adam, because if I put my stuff down on it, I put my food down on it, I put my telem down on it, and so why is it called Mishamesh Adam? Is it because maybe I lean on the table? So if I sat on the table, lie down on the table, it would become a smidras. But let's say this is what we do on a table. Maybe it's not polite to put your elbows on the table, but people do it anyway, right? So my elbows are on the table, so that's called Mishamesh. It's not Mekabel Tumah Smidras, because I'm not doing this, but it is Mekabel Tumah, because it's Mishamesh Adam. And my Gemara, my phone, my other Kalim are on it, so it's Mishamesh Mishamshay Adam. So we'll read through the details. I don't care right now. For understanding the structure of Tosis and what Tosis is doing and putting the pieces of the puzzle together, you just have to understand. Tosis says two different kinds of Kalim. Menachos is talking about a Kli, which is Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, even though it has no base kibul, because it's Mishamesh Adam and Mishamesh Mishamshay Adam. And the Gemara Bava Asra, the Daf Shel Atum, is only Mishamesh Mishamshay Adam. It's not Mishamesh both. Now, what it does mean for Tosos, though, is Tosos has annihilated this whole category that pshutei kleiets are not makabel tumah min haTorah. Adrabah. Firstly, makabele kleiets are almost certainly makabel tumah min haTorah, even if they are not mishamesh adam and mishamesh mishamshay adam. Right? If I have a wooden bowl, is a wooden bowl makabel tumah min haTorah? You bet. I don't think there's any question about that. Oh, but I don't normally lean in the wooden bowl. The answer is, that doesn't matter. It has a base kibul. You know, there's this entire discussion. And you might even look at the two passages in the Torah's Kohanim. What's the second passage in the Torah's Kohanim about? Male v'reikam, which suggests that it's male and reikam. It has a base kibul. So there are two kinds of kelim that are makabel tumah min haTorah. One is pshutei kleiets that are mishamesh adam, mishamshay, mishamshay adam, mishamesh, mishamshay adam. And number two are mekablei kleiets, provided that they're movable when they're full. If they're not movable when they're full, then they are called a kleiets ha'aso ninaches. Morty?
So would that be saying that any example of a kabla mekabechet would be mishamesh adam, mishamesh, mishamshay adam?
Well, apparently. Again, we have no idea. We don't know. Again, I would say for Tosfos, I don't know why the Tava Mesapeches is Mishamesh Adam. I have no idea. The Shulchan I understand sort of. I'm not even sure I understand that. I'm not even sure. But Tosfos sort of claim that, again, the Shulchan in the Torah's Kohanim is Mishamesh Adam, Mishamesh, Mishamesh Adam. I still don't know why that is. But be that as it may, the Shulchan and the Mikdash you could treat the same way. There I presume it's not because they lead on it. So I don't know why. I really don't know why it's called Mishamesh Adam.
Is the shulchan really a proof that a
tabla
mitapeched is
tamei, or? Yes, because a shulchan has a pshutei kleiets according to the manda amma miskar to the mata haisa, and it's mishamesh adam mishamshay adam, and it's makabel tumah min haTorah.
We should have known that just from mishamesh adam mishamshay adam. We didn't need the shulchan at all. We already had. had this.
Also, the top miscarriage.
So the answer to that question. So what I would say to you is the way Tosis is going to frame it is what Rabbi Yochanan is discussing is whether or not that drasha in Taras Kohanim is a real drasha. And as Rabbi Yochanan is asserting that drasha you saw in Taras Kohanim, that's no asmachta, that's real. And if you want to see it in real life, the fact that the Shulchan is Mekabel Tumah, when Miskaret Lamata Haisa shows you that it really is a real category, right? You could ask the better question, which is what you're sort of asking, is why does the Taras Kohanim have to learn it from there? Why don't they just learn it from the Shulchan? Now, which would suggest, maybe, that the Taras Kohanim was more interested in the other side. In other words, you only need that Makar. And we're going to talk about this. That's part of the discussion of the two lines in Tosfos. You only need the Makar you can only use the Shulchan as the Makar if Miskarta Lamata Haisa. It's a Mala Haisa. The din might be that it's Makabal Toma Menat Torah, Talon Zapechas, but you can't learn it from the Shulchan. No?
Well, I was going to ask, if we're not really learning it from the Shulchan to begin with because of Mishamish, Adam, then why can't you learn it from the Scarabin on the top?
Because it has a base kibble. So the fact that it's Makabal Tumah doesn't. It could be it's Makabal Tumah only because it has a base kibble.
That's only according to one opinion.
Okay, so I say according to the other opinion. According to the other opinion, if Miskarto is Lamata Haisa, you shouldn't need the passage, the Limud in Taras Kohanim. The Shulchan, just like the Shulchan teaches you that you're supposed to lift the Shulchan up. The Shulchan HaTahor, Mikan, that it could be Tameh. The Shulchan HaTahor also teaches you that Pshute Kleitz, which are Mishamish Adam, Mishamish Mishamshi Adam, are Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah.
Isn't that very backwards, though?
No.
In the sense of the structure of the Gemara Menachot?
No, you can't tell whether it's Derech Agav observation of Yochanan, or he's suggesting from this you can learn. You can't tell. Okay, so now let's read the easy part of the part we skipped over, which is, go ahead, Noah. So Tosha said, again, first of the wide lines in Tosha. Mikol Kli Eitz, Yochol.
Below kol kliates.
Yoch. So some kelim are makabel tuma, some are not. Yochol.
Yochol. Shani moti yeta shulchan yeta tava yeta dulgi. Talumar kol kli.
Kol.
Kol. Kol. Kli riba
ma. Kol kli. That was a kol kli. There's mikol kli and kol kli. Okay, Reba Mara Isa.
Reba Mara Isa. The Rambo at Elu, below it at Elu. Asha Shereba Hakatu B'mi.
Yeah, why do you pick why one or the other? Talmud Lomar.
Lomar Sa. Mas Sa Ki Yuchad Shemishamish Adam Et Misham She Adam. Ah, Ani Mar Be'at Hashol Kam Yet Tatalah Yet Adolbeki Shemisham She Adam Yet Misham She Adam. B'motzi Ani Yet Asulam Shemishamish.
As we explain, and then Bikulav. Right, you don't, the menorah, what does the menorah do? It provides light, but it doesn't actually, it doesn't hold stuff for you, it doesn't, you don't lean on the menorah, not sure, again, whatever it is, Misham Shadam, but it's just a passive object there. The Al Karchan. Right, maybe these kelim, the shulchan, the tavla, the dovaki, maybe the reason why they're mekabel tuma, Tosas has, you might suggest that it's because they're roi in the midrash. Tosas says that can't be, because if what the sifra, the Taras Kohanim was trying to teach us was that pshute kliates are mekabel tuma if they're roi in the midrash, it should have used the classic examples of midrash, which are mita, kise, v'safsel. Okay, number one. Number two,
the ode.
Mi Mishkav. You don't want to learn this from here. You could have learned it from Mishkav.
So that's
point number one. Don't think that these kelim are tameh because it's midrash. Number two, you might think that maybe they have a base kibble. So Tosa says, no, she'ein lahem base kibble nami mairi. Which is, by the way, the very next passage in the Taras Kohanim. That's a separate issue.
There are two issues. One is these pshute kleitz, and number two are mekable kleitz as long as they are movable. If they are immovable or not meant to be moved, then they're not mekable tumah. So they're two separate categories. Now, how does this relate? Now, Tosfos just explained that the question of tavla mesapechas and menachos, the shaila is about the reason why it might be tameh is mishum that it is a mishamesh adam and mishamshe adam. So then you'll ask the question, what's the suffix of the Gemara Menachos? It's Torah Skodim, it says, but Feirish, it's Mekabal Tumah. Umi Boi Ilan B'Menachos.
Oh, it's not the Bahama.
Period, semicolon. Now, the question of the Gemara Menachos, why is it a suffix then? The answer is the Gemara is not sure. According to the Manda Amar, Sinoam, here's the deal. According to the Manda Amar, Miskarto Lamata Haisa, you don't have to ask the question about Torah Skodim. The Makar could be the Shulchan itself. But according to the Manda Amar, that the Miskeres of the Shulchan was on top, and the Shulchan itself it has a base kibul, so the Shulchan can't tell you anything about Pshutei Kleitz that are Mishamesh Adam, Mishamesh, Mishamesh Adam. But there is a drasha in the Taras Konim. The question is that a real drasha, or is that a fake drasha? Is that a din d'oraisa or an asmachta? So that's what the Gemara's question was. E drasha gemara or asmachta ba'alma. Now skip once again. We're going to do the two lines in a moment. But the hashta. So what's the hashta? Dafshal nachtomen. Okay, the end. So that was the answer. Now, the two lines in Tosfos, which are somewhat murderous. You can't start reading there, otherwise you won't get anywhere. You have to say the. He said, "Umi bayilan." I'm going to read. Okay, each time I read, I understand more. Maybe I don't understand fully. Umi bayilan b'menachos. E drasha gemura he awasmach de ba'alma. Mishum de al korchach afilu lemanda amar miskarto lemata. Even according to the manda miskarto lemata, afal pisha kal hadrashos trichos. Even though we need all of the drashos. Number one, hahi de teras konim lerabuye misham she adam and misham she adam. And number two, vashulchan ha tahor itzrich lalamed she magbien or so la ole regalim. So Tosfos says, look, Tosfos makes an astounding claim. Tosfos says, that, the word I don't understand here, by the way, there's one word I don't understand, the word afilu. Let me read the punchline of Tosfos, then you'll maybe understand why. Mikol makom, le'inyan tavla, lav drasha gemura, de tavla misapeches nafkla mishulchan atahar. In this answer, what does it mean, lav drasha gemura? What is not a drasha gemura with respect to tavla? What is not a tavla, a drasha gemura with respect to tavla? What are the two makoros that you might have for tavla misapeches? There are only two possibilities. Two things that would teach you it's tameh. What are the two things? Hashulchan ha-tahar, which only works, obviously, if you hold miskar talamataisa. Or the other possibility is the Taras Kohanim. Now, if you hold miskar talamataisa, is the drasha and Taras Kohanim a real drasha?
No.
No, you don't need it. You learn from the Shulchan. That's the punchline. Mikomakom le'inyan tavla lav drasha gemura de tavla misapeches nafka l'mishulchan atahar. In other words, I think what Tosfos is saying the following. Tosfos' claim is, what's the Gemara Menachos of Shaila? What is Tosfos' claim the Shaila is the Gemara Menachos? What, according to Tosfos, what's the Shaila of the Gemara Menachos, Rabbi Osai?
What's the nature of the drasha?
Is it a real drasha or not? Now you might be tempted to say to me, of course it's a real drasha. How do I know it's a real drasha? You'll say, because there is a man da Amar and Menachos who holds that it's Tamei Midaraisa. So it's a real drasha. So Tosfos says, no, Mishum Dal Karchach, I read again. Afilu man da Amar and Miskarta Lamata, skip the line, to Mikomakom, down one line. Mikomakom le'inyan tavla la drasha gemur. Even though the Manda Amar Miskarta Lamata Hoysa holds the Tavla Misapeches Tmei Midaraisa, it's not really based upon the drasha of the Taras Konim. Why?
Mikomakon in Tavala Drasha Gemura, the Tavla Misapeches Nafkalan Mishulchan HaTahar. In other words, the one man that we know that they hold, Tavla Misapeches is Tmeya Min HaTorah, doesn't learn it from the Drasha and Taras Konim. How do they learn it? From a Shulchan HaTahar. And if you hold Misgarta Laman Lahaisa, you can't learn from the Shulchan, because that says the base kibul. The only place you might be able to learn it from is the drasha and Taras Kohanim. But now the question is that a real drasha or not? You look very puzzled, Noam. I'm going to explain this again. Let me take Morty's question.
The Sutras seem to be implying that the drasha and Taras Kohanim would be an asmachta in regard to Tavla Min HaPeches, but it would be a relevant drasha for other examples of Misham She'adam.
His language sounds like that, but it doesn't make any sense. Why would you, if a tavla is mishamesh is adam, mishamesh mishamshe adam, I want to say what you're saying, basically, but it doesn't make any sense.
Well, the reason would be that HaShulchan HaTahar is there anyway for a different drasha, and then once we know the Shulchan is tameh, so we happen to know tavla mitaveh.
And but why would you then need another drasha? You learned it in Mela.
Because it's not just for tavla mitaveh, it's other.
What is it in? What would you again? I hear what you're saying, except that, firstly, does that help? The question is, what is the function of these lines in Tosfos? What is the function of these two lines?
Is it just raising a difficulty? Like, I don't think it's...
No. You have to look at the lines in context. The context is, Tosfos just said, the suffix of the Gemara Menachos is whether or not this is a real drasha. And he says, Mishum da al korchach, afil lamadam miskarta lamata, mikomakom in tavla lav drasha gemur, the tavla sapechas nafla mishulchan atar. So you're going to tell me, Morty, that this drasha, again, according to the manda amar miskarta lamalahaisa, it's a real drasha, but maybe not for tavla sapechas.
But how do you deal with his introduction in which he says they aren't tzrichos?
So he says, yeah, I know. So I think he means the following. He's saying, you would have said to me that our karchach, and that's why I take out the word afilu, according to the manda amar miskarta lamata, all the drushas are needed. Right? He needs a shulchan ator to teach you that you might be at. He needs the drusha of Torah Skladim to teach you the talmud sapecha sistmeh. So Torah is wrong. He says, in other words, he's basically saying you would have argued that the mandal nesplanat ha'isa is really using two different drashas, one to teach you shemagbino so, and one to teach you that tavla mesapechas is tameya. So Tosfos says, no, really, that's not the real source, because it's really for him, well, he really can learn from both shulchan Torah. The words afilu mikomakom are very difficult. I understand that. I have no other way of understanding this Tosfos. I cannot put it together otherwise. Noam?
How do you learn Tavla Mitavechet from Shulchan HaTorah?
Because if Miskarta Lamata Haisa?
You're not picking up your Tavla Mitavechet.
Hold on. Lamandama Miskarta Lamata Haisa. That's what we're talking about. The Torah says that this Shulchan is Mekabel Tumah. Why?
Because you pick it up.
Yes, but understand what... Okay, so you fall into a trap. What is the fact that you pick up a Kli? What does the fact that you pick up a Kli, able to move it, what does that do for you in terms of conceptually of Tumas Kleitz? Agreed. And what it means is you're looking, that drasha is learned when you have a base kibul. I have a big bowl. I have this huge bowl. We have lots of students coming over Hanukkah. We're going to make, you know what kind of salad we have on Hanukkah? If those of you who've been at Misiba cannot answer that question. What kind of, were you there last year, Morty? No. Yeah, Ir? What kind of salad do we always have on Hanukkah?
Always Caesar salad.
That's not bad, but Caesar was Roman. But you're getting close.
Greek salad.
Exactly. We have Greek. There will be Greek salad at the Misibah. If anybody has any allergies, please do let me know. Aside from RSVPing or filling in on your sheet that he's going to set up the Google Doc. So the point is, we have this huge bowl, so big because it just got out of hand, you know, and so we can't move this bowl Male Varekan. We just mix the salad in there. We get in there, we climb into this bowl, and we're mixing it up, right? So the din is, that's not Mekabel Tumah, because it's not Mital Tumah Lev Rekon. Now, forgetting about the question whether the Shulchan is a base kibul or not,
the Shulchan, even if it were, had mamisha base kibbol, if it weren't mital tamal v'reikon, it wouldn't be mekabel tumah. So HaShulchan HaTorah teaches you, it teaches you that you have to lift the Shulchan up. Fine. That just solves the problem mital tamal v'reikon. But it doesn't answer the question. What?
It solves the problem of metalta, not mali v'reikon.
With or without the showbreads on it. So now the second question is, but now the Torah is telling you that a Shulchan is mekabel tumah, if in order to be mekabel tumah, min HaTorah of Kliyetz must be a base kibbol, I don't care whether it's big or small. If it doesn't have a base kibbol, it's tahar. So now the fact that the Torah tells you that the Shulchan is mekabel tumah might also tell you you don't need a base kibbol, if the Shulchan in fact doesn't have one. So you can learn both dinim from one drasha there. In other words, because you see both of them in Mela. Really, the truth is, you know, you can learn from the fact that the Torah says the Shulchan is tameh, teaches you the Shulchan is supposed to be moved, and it also teaches you that a Kli Eitz, which doesn't have a base kibbol, is mekabel tumah. Because the Shulchan is a Kli Eitz, which doesn't have a base kibbol, and it's mekabel tumah. So it's a binyan for all the kelim. In other words, understand, it's not the makor noam that Kli Eitz is mekabel tumah. What's the makor that Kli Eitz is mekabel tumah? Not specifically which kind. How do you know Kli Eitz is mekabel tumah? The pasuk. You call Kli Eitz or Vegar or Arsa. So now you want to say to me, but it's only if it has a base kibbol. So I have one example in the Torah where the Torah tells me that the Shulchan is tameh, and it doesn't have a base kibbol. So Mamela, I see that. You don't need a mocker per se. Mamela, I see that that pshutei kleitz are kleitz, and then a kabbal tumah, period.
There are so many other answers suggested to this issue that
For miskarta lamata haisa, and there's only one other answer, excuse me, that was suggested, which Tosos, you know, Tosos rejected b'shtei adayim, which was Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah, but you can just say that it's Risham Rishadam, Risham Shiadam, and that's Doraita.
Agreed. And how do you know that Mishamesh Adam? You can decide what Pshute Klei, what the Shulchan represents in Klei Eitz. In other words, what I know from the Shulchan, if Miskarta Lamata Haisa, is that there is some kind of Pshute Klei Eitz that are Makabal Tamil Torah. Discussing the distinction and quibbling and so on. No, that we could. So maybe that's the answer to your question, Morty. That might be the answer. In other words, even according to the Mandam Miskarat Lamata Haisa, and the Shulchan HaTorah teaches you that Pshutei Kleitz are Mekabel Tumah, but it doesn't tell you which kind of Pshutei Kleitz are Mekabel Tumah. That's why you need a Drash and Torah on him. Let me just see. Okay, I think I understand now. Alex, I'm going to go over this again. Morty, I think I will address your question. I think because of Noam's pushing, I think I finally understand now what Tosis fully is saying, and that's why we say Mitamida Yosem Mikula. Yes, Noam.
Why don't we suggest at all that Drasha from Torat Kohanim is Nesman?
Well, that's what Tosis is saying. Tosis says the Gemara's question, Menachos, Tiboy, is whether that's a real Drasha or Nesman.
I thought that was whether or not the
drush of
the Shulchan was.
No. Whether the
Torah's
Kohanim is.
Oh, okay.
You read the line again. It said, Umibai lebe menachos, I drusha gemora hi osmachta ba'alma, namely the drusha in Torah's Kohanim. You write Tzach HaFeirush, but that's what it means. So Tosos wants to say the following. There are two things that you can learn from the Shulchan. According to the Manda Amar, Miskarta Lamata Haisa, what are the two things? No, I'm going. What are the two things?
That should take some sort of...
Oh, give me the easy one first. Come on, get the easy one out of the way.
The Shulchan is in Kabbalah Torah.
No, and what are the two things that tells us?
The fact that you picked it up...
You're supposed to move the Shulchan. Number two. No, it doesn't tell you that. It tells you that the Shulchan, which is a Pshutei Kli Eitz, is Mekabel Tumah. What it does tell you, minimally speaking, is that the Tavla Misapeches. Now, the Shulchan is described as a tabla misapeches. That's what it is. And therefore, you know a tabla misapeches is mekabel tumas, even though it's pshutei kleitz. Do you know for all other pshutei kleitz? So Tosfos says, no, you don't necessarily know. How do you know that all pshutei kleitz, that are mishamish adam, mishamish adam, how do you know that those are mekabel tumah? The Taras Kohanim, the Medrash Halach and Taras Kohanim. Right? In other words, the Shulchan only tells you that this specific kli, and anything exactly like this is mekabel tumah. But it doesn't tell you, generally speaking, mishamish adam, mishamish adam. So what Tosfos in effect is saying here, it's very strange now I think I fully got this. In other words, Tosfos claims that the Gemara's Ibaye, according to the Manda Amar, that the Miskeres was above, is whether the drasha in Taras Kohanim, Mishamish Adam, Mishamshei Adam, is a real drasha or not. Now you'll be tempted to say, but wait, according to the Manda Amar, that Miskerto Lamata Hoysa, right, what is the status of the drasha in Taras Kohanim? Morty? Well, no, but Tosfos thinks you're going to say it's obviously real drasha. Why? Because the tavla misapeches, which is an example of mishamish adam, mishamish mishamshei adam, is mekabel tumah. So according to the andaman damar nisgar to lamata haisa, and the tavla misapeches is tmei minat Torah, you see that it must be a real drasha in Taras Kohanim. So that's what Tosfos says. You would have said, mishum, the al karcha chafila lamanda amar nisgar to lamata. So af al pisha kala drasha strichos. So ahi the Taras Kohanim l'rabui misham she'adam misham she'adam v'shulchan atorit strich l'mod shemag v'yeno sol ole regalim. So you would have said the following. According to the Manda Amar, miskarto l'mata ha'isa, all, it's a real drasha, because you need all of them. You need the Shulchan Torah to teach you, you have to lift the Shulchan up. You need the drasha in Taras Kohanim to teach you that Misham She'adam are mekabel tumah min haTorah, like the Tavla Misapeches. Tosfos says, no, mikomakom inyan tavla lav drasha gemura. In other words, according with respect to the Tavla, which is all the Gemara in Menachos proves that a Tavla Misapeches is Tameya, you don't need the drasha in Taras Kohanim. Why not? You learn from a Shulchan Atahar. In other words, the Shulchan Atahar can teach you two things. Number one, that you might be the Shulchan, and number two, that Tavla Misapeches is Tmeya. But you don't know that all other Pshutei Kleitz, on the basis of Mishamish Adam, Mishamish Mishamshei Adam, are Tmeya. And why don't you, how do you know? What is the basis that any Pshutei Kleitz, that a Mishamish Adam, a Mishamshei Adam, a Kabal Toma? Kleitz Dumya Disak. It is the only way to know that it's a broader principle in Pshutei Kleitz, is the drasha in Taras Kohanim. So it doesn't matter whether or not you hold Miskarta Lamala Haisa or Miskarta Lamata Haisa, you still fundamentally have the same question. Is the drasha in Taras Kohanim a real drasha or a fake drasha? And if it's a fake drasha, then if you hold that the Miskeres is Lamala Min HaShulchan, Pshutei Kleitz are never Mekabel Tumah. And if you hold that the Miskeres is lemata min haShulchan, you hold that tavla misapeches is mekabel tumah min haTorah, but you don't know all other kelim just because the mishamish adam mishamish mishamshei adam. Now, what would the svara be behind that, Yair? Why would you say that tavla misapeches is mekabel tumah min haTorah, but all other pshutei kleitz or mishamish adam mishamish mishamshei adam are not mekabel tumah min haTorah? What would this? Tosfos doesn't explain right now, but what would the svara be?
The size of the tavla.
Because the tavla misapeches might be considered having a base kibul. What the Torah would be teaching you, instead of the Torah teaching you on Shulchan HaTahar, that all Pshutei Kleitz that are Mishamish Adam and Mishamshei Adam and Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, instead it might be teaching you that a Tavla Misapeches, a big tray, a big platform. And the Shulchan, by the way, was pretty big. How big was the Shulchan?
2 hours.
Yeah, how big is that? Give me inches. It'll drive the point home. Or feet. It's a foot and a half wide. At least maybe 20 inches, let's say 21 inches wide.
3 feet long.
And 3.5 feet long. Do you know of any, you ever seen a cutting board that size? I've never seen a cutting board. I'm sure in industrial you must have something like that. I've never seen a cutting board. That's pretty big.
It's not like a counter.
It's more like a counter. Exactly. So the point is,
Tosis here is assuming already what he knows later, that perhaps the Gemara Menachos wants to know whether it's a real drasha or not. Now, according to which man to Amar? Again, crucial point. The Gemara Menachos' question is only Aliba the man to Amar, Misgarta Lamata Haisa. Misgarta Lamala Haisa. Why? Again, let's review this. If you hold Misgarta Lamata Haisa, what do you know for sure? It's Tamei Minat Torah. You don't know about any of the Pshutei Kleitz, but the question that Rabbi Yochanan is dealing with is not all Pshutei Kleitz. Rabbi Yochanan is only dealing with one thing, which is Tavla Misapeches. If you hold Misgarta Lamata Haisa, Tavla Misapeches is Tamei, period. If you hold Lamal, and what's the Makar? What's the Makar? This is the crucial Nakuda. HaShulchan HaTahar. If you hold Misgarta Lamala Haisa, it's a Safek. Why? Why can't you learn from a Shulchan HaTahar?
Because
Shulchan's big. No. Shulchan is not a Tavis. It's Shulchan's not a Tavis if the Miskarit there is the Bav. The only place you could learn from would be not a din in Tavla Misapeches, but a broader din in all Pshutei Kleitz that are Mishamesh Adam and Mishamesh Mishamshe Adam. And that you can only get from the Taras Kohanim. So the truth be told, the suffix of whether it's a real drasha in Taras Kohanim really applies both according to the Mandamar Miskarta Lamala Haisa and Miskarta Lamata Haisa. But what we know for sure is that if you hold that the Miskarta is Lamata Haisa, then for sure it's Mekabel Tuma Tavla Misapeches is Mekabel Tuma Minat Torah. Because the Shulchan is a Tavla Misapeches and the Shulchan is Mekabel Tuma Minat Torah. You don't know, even according to that Mandamar, what about Sharp Shute Klei Eitz that are Mishamshe Adam, Mishamshe Adam? It's the same question. Is the drasha in the Taras Kohanim real or not real? I'm going to leave you with the following ha'ara. Well, tomorrow, I thought we'd be finished today, but I see that this is even harder for me. Let me just point out to you one crucial nekuda and lumdus here. If you were to be poshet the ibaya in Menachos, that tavla misapeches is tmeya, even according to the manda amar, that miskarta lamala haisa, what would the difference be? What would the difference be between the shita of Miskarta Lamala Haisa and Miskarta Lamata Haisa in terms of a Tavla Misapeches? If they both hold that it's Tame, what's the fundamental difference between those two shitas? I don't say it's a nafkamina, but a fundamental difference.
Why
is it Tame and what's the Makar? According to the Manda Amar Noah, Lamata Haisa, what's the Makar?
The
Shulchan HaTahar. And what's the Svara? It's got a base kibble. Being huge is the equivalent of a base kibble. But if you hold, now, and we don't know what he would hold by all other kelim and a mishamish or the mishamish of shamish adam. But if you hold that tavla misapeches is tmeya, and yet you hold that the miskeres was above the shulchan, what's the makar that the tavla misapeches is tmeya? In the Torah's Kohanim, which means it's not only Tavla Misapeches, which is Tameya, but all Kleitz, which are Mishamish Adam, Mishamshe Adam. And the Svara behind that is the Gzeres HaKasav, Dumi the Sak. It has nothing to do with calling this huge Tavla a base kibble. Yes, no.
Just to clarify, it's whether or not we're saying that this is a more generalized principle, or this is in a specific instance.
Correct. Morning. I'll take to the last question.
Lead to the conclusion that Tavla Amitabechet, sort of the larger the size, the more likely it is to be a Kli, whereas normally we assume the smaller it is, the more likely it is to be.
Correct, but I would say that when you talk about Tavla, you're not going to be looking at Metalta Malavarekum because it's not a base keyboard, really. I mean, it's not, in other words, it's not, I guess it, we are saying it's from that sort of base keyboard. Right. In other words, if it got huge, in other words, there's too small to be a base keyboard, big enough to be a base keyboard, too big because now it's a Kli, it's us and an Achis. Right. In other words, if you had a huge, counter area made of wood, but not mechuber lekarka, we might say it's not mitalta malavrekin anymore. And even though it's mishamish adam, mishamish adam, it's disqualified because it cleats us on the achish, which is really what was going to happen with the shulchan. Right? If you didn't move the shulchan, that's the conclusion you would have reached. So tomorrow we are going to finish the tosas. We're going to move on. I'm going to tell you now. The next couple of days is going to be it's a fun slog. We have to do the rest of the Yerushalmi. Okay. So once you're finished going over Tosas, getting it, we may or may not get to the Yerushalmi tomorrow. You begin the last part of the Yerushalmi. You have the Xeroxes. So not all of it relates to Sukkah, but you have to do all of it because Sukkah weaves its way in. And don't be shy about asking me questions if you get started on the Yerushalmi, because some things you may need some assistance with. Okay.